A bronze statue depicting women's rights pioneers Sojourner Truth, Elizabeth Cady Stanton, and Susan B. Anthony was unveiled today in New York's Central Park. It's the park's first monument honoring historic women as opposed to fictional heroines like Alice in Wonderland and Juliet from Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet. So on this Women's Equality Day, nice to hear about this monument to those three historic figures in New York Central Park. We continue on Air Talk with another bill in Sacramento aimed at increasing the supply of housing here in the Golden State. This bill would require local governments to allow that single-family zoned parcels could be developed by the owner for duplexes, or that those parcels could even be split in two, subdivided, with duplexes built on each of those new half-size parcels. Joining us from the Turner Center for Housing Innovation at UC Berkeley is Policy Director David Garcia. David, thank you very much for joining us. We appreciate it. What's your sense of the potential for units being created under this?
Yeah, thanks, Larry. Appreciate being back on. So we actually did an analysis of this bill a couple weeks ago, and we found that there are about 6 million single-family parcels throughout the state that are technically eligible based on the provisions in Senate Bill 1120. And so that potential is clearly huge. I mean, for example, if just 5% of those parcels decided to build a new two-unit structure as a result of these changes, that's about 600,000 new units throughout the state. So the potential is huge. But a couple things we note in our report is that there are some limiting factors. For example, there's a requirement that the lot split be equal in size, which for smaller parcels make it difficult to build new units. And then things like parking requirements, design requirements, this could also limit the ability of a homeowner to construct a new unit. But overall, the potential is pretty significant.
And what would the parking requirements be, if any, in this? Because if you're talking about two or four units on what's currently a single-family parcel, that's a lot more car accommodation under typical zoning. Would this waive that?
Sure. So there is a parking requirement as part of this bill. Right now, a homeowner would have to provide at least one parking space per new unit. The only exception is if the parcel is within a half mile of high-quality transit, so think of a light rail line or a bus rapid transit line, then the parking requirement is waived. But otherwise, parking would be required as part of SB 1120.
Now, in Los Angeles, we have many single-family neighborhoods that are very close to the kinds of transit lines you're talking about, David. So I would think that many of those residential communities would be very concerned that you could have up to four units built on what's currently a single parcel and no parking requirement along with that.
Yeah, I think that's a fair concern, given that, that as you mentioned, that's a pretty significant increase from one single family home to potentially four households. One of the things that we found in our research is that similarly for accessory dwelling units, so units built in backyards, we don't see as high a rate of car ownership as we do for primary structures. And so while I think it's reasonable to expect that there would be some increased parking issues, it would not be, at least from what we've seen in previous research, would not be a straight one-to-one increase.
But aren't a lot of those auxiliary units, and you're talking about what have historically been called granny flats, right?
Yeah,
so I mean, in many cases, presumably, those are older family members moving into those. Perhaps that's why there haven't been additions of cars for those.
So in some cases, that is correct. There are, let's say, family members who are moving into that unit that perhaps don't have a car otherwise. But most of the time, these units are put on the market and they are rented just like an apartment would be rented. And so there's some of that that is specific to perhaps the age of the tenant, but it is not true in every case.
Is there a minimum size for the single-family zoned parcel for it to be able to have a duplex or have four units constructed on it?
There is a minimum size. The bill specifies that it would have to be 2,400 square feet in total, and that the parcel would have to be split evenly. So there would be a minimum of two 1,200 square foot parcels. That's a pretty small lot.
Yeah.
So, you know, we probably won't see as much development on lots of that size. Where you start to see more duplex development will probably be in your 3,000 to 4,000 to 5,000 square foot parcel range, where you have enough land in the backyard to actually accommodate a new structure and then also provide that right-of-way to the street.
So I'd like to hear from listeners. What do you think of this proposal aimed at increasing the numbers of housing units in California by allowing a high percentage of single-family zoned properties to be redeveloped with a duplex or the lot even split in two and two duplexes, four units total built in what is currently a lot holding one single-family home? 866-893-KPECC. We'll talk to a critic of the proposal from Venice. Mark Ryavec will be with us of the Venice Stakeholders Association, but I'd like to hear what you think. 866-893-5722. Tweet at AirTalk and post on the AirTalk Facebook page. Back in, absolutely, promise it, 60 seconds. Listener Todd contacted us at AirTalk to say this will only lead to the further purchasing of single-family residential property by private equity investment groups. This law would, SB 1120, makes property more valuable since more units can be placed on the parcel, something that equity groups are looking for. More units equal more return on their investment. This will drive up real estate prices, so common folk will no longer be able to afford properties. Todd, common folk, whatever term we want to use, find it virtually impossible to purchase things now. And if it made it even tougher to do so, that would be distressing. We're at 866-893-KPECC. Mark Ryavec, president of the Venice Stakeholders Association, member of the Venice Neighborhood Council. Mark, good to have you with us again. Your concerns about SB 1120, which would allow for construction of duplexes on single-family home zone properties.
Good morning, Larry. Thank you for inviting me to participate. I'm fundamentally opposed to setting planning and zoning rules at the state level. These decisions should remain at the local level where residents' concerns may be addressed. I've found, and I think we've seen it in recent press reports, that all residents, including residents of color and poorer residents, love their undense single-family neighborhoods. This bill will destroy the family-oriented fabric of these neighborhoods all over the state. This bill also is going to remove a significant amount of open space. Basically, backyards are what are going to be used to as a site for these new units, and yet there's no requirement that cities or the state provide the funds to create more outdoor space for the numbers of people that are moving into a neighborhood into these new units. Finally, this bill is based upon a simple guess, some wishful thinking, that by passing it, that there will be some units that will be built that will be affordable. But the reality is, as pointed out by the fellow that wrote in just earlier, is that capital is going to go where it gets the highest return on investment, so that developers are going to be likely buying up single-family residences, subdividing, building four units, having to provide very little parking, yet bringing online basically luxury housing because that's what gets them the biggest return on investment. There's no requirement in this bill that the resulting housing product includes a certain percentage that are low income and very low income. It's across the board a bad idea, and it is really going to harm the kind of negotiations that go on between developers and their neighbors over where you place a window, where's the roof deck,
what's
the setback, and it's going to result in fairly sterile kinds of development.
Well, let me ask you, Mark. Do you think that that this would result in your area of Venice, which is a highly desirable place to live, of teardowns of single-family homes in some areas and luxury duplexes built on the property?
Or fourplexes. I mean, there is a tremendous amount of housing stock here that remains from post-World War II and some even from the 30s and 40s that are single-family, one-story. And it's very desirable because it's quiet, it's undense, it's a great place for families. And under this bill, developers by right can come in and take down that that old California bungalow and replace it with up to four units, providing almost I'm not sure whether that high quality transit line that allows the only providing no parking will apply, for example, or whether developers will make the argument that it applies to a major bus way like Washington Boulevard, like Venice Boulevard, like Main Street, like Lincoln, where you have buses coming by every five.
Yeah. Hold that thought, Mark. Let me share some listener calls. We have limited time. Lorraine in Sherman Oaks says, we've had several garages converted into granny homes, each brought with it children and grandchildren, total of 4 to 6 cars. I'm on a narrow street. We have no more parking left. Mitch in the city of Orange says, I'm not a fan of SB 1120. On my street, we have a couple of ABUs built across from us, and our parking's terrible. They're small bungalow houses with driveways for two cars, and they've essentially made triplexes out of them where 8 people live. Mary in Venice says, I think it's a disaster. This would increase density in the coastal zone when we should think about sea level rise and manage retreat from the coast. David in Hollywood says, I know some builders locally tell me it's very difficult to get projects done, particularly multi-unit projects, even in high-density areas. Red tape is so bad. We need to smooth the highway for affordable housing. Kit in Reseda says, parking is not being accommodated for this, even a neighborhood in the San Fernando Valley where they're renting out homes. So neighborhoods are full of cars. These are single-family homes that aren't providing parking. I think this bill will make it even worse. Jack in Silver Lake says, we have multiple units down the street from us on a single-family lot. Hard enough to find parking, but now almost impossible. I think this is up to local decision makers who can pinpoint the problem areas. And James in Newport Beach says, I think this is a good starting point. The biggest concern I have is luxury pricing, but I think what's being brought up is better than what we have, and in the long run, this will help create affordable housing. We're talking about SB 1120, a bill that would allow property owners in what are currently single-family zoned neighborhoods on their lot to construct duplexes on the property, or if they split the lot in two, subdivide it equally, to be able to put a duplex on each half, a total of 4 units on what had been zoned for a single-family property. My thanks to Mark Ryavec, Venice Stakeholders Association, and David Garcia of the Turner Center for Housing Innovation at UC Berkeley. Fresh Air with Terry Gross comes up next here on 89.3 KPCC. Tonight at 6, it is night 3 of the Republican National Convention. Vice President Mike Pence will be speaking tonight. Tomorrow night is the final night of the convention. You'll also be hearing it live, of course, right here on 89.3 KPCC. Have a terrific afternoon. I'm back with you tomorrow morning at 10.